Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Forecast. My name is Trenton, and I'm here with Caleb.
Yo.
Rami.
What's up?
And Jaybird.
Hi.
And today we'll be talking about Antonio Brown and Logan Paul, who would win in their little fight, as well as the World War III situation that's currently brewing at home. So let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, so our first topic is Logan Paul versus Antonio Brown. And yesterday, Antonio Brown just out of the blue said, square up.
Just simple, simple square up out of nowhere.
11:30 at night.
Logan Paul responded with, I'll drop you faster than the Patriots.
That was so tough.
That was hard.
That was such a hard comeback.
If you did not know, Antonio Brown was on the Patriots for like 10 days.
Played one game and dipped.
So, we just want to know, and we're going to have a discussion about who would win, Logan Paul versus Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, whenever Logan Paul in the KSI fight originally had started, whenever he was posting, you know, all of his workout videos, all the exercises he did, honestly, I was really impressed. He was taking it real serious, so I'm going to have to go with Logan Paul on this one. I think Logan Paul could take Antonio Brown. What y'all think?
Let me say something plain and simple. Plain and simple. Shut y'all up real quick.
Uh-oh. Wait, hold on. Who are you telling to shut up? First of all, Rami.
Audience.
We tell you to
Antonio
shut up.
Brown is 5'10". Logan Paul is 6'2".
Okay. We see little him? People knock out big people okay. all the time.
Is he stopping them? All the time. Is like when Jay Money knocks you out in 7th grade. But
okay, I made him sit on my lap.
I actually got pieced by you. You got pieced by a 6th grader.
No, I made him sit on my lap.
Nah, you got pieced by a 6th grader.
Who makes somebody sit on their lap?
I ditched him. It's called dominance.
It's called
I would
pedophile.
Just like to say he was hitting you with the new freaking grilled chicken sandwich combo from Cookout.
Oh no!
Why from Cookout?
With the 4-piece nuggets, you were just getting absolutely just.
You know what I hit him with?
By a 6th grader.
Hit him with that chicken over rice and the extra sauce. Sat his ass right back down.
You probably
made him
it
fall.
Too.
Fall asleep. I probably ate him up. Yep. Absurd.
Okay, guys. Back.
Right, let's get back. On
back. Side, yeah, back to the Antonio Brown Logan Paul thing. I saw this tweet where someone tweeted the interview, and in it, Logan Paul said, "Antonio Brown, I want to fuck you up." Exact words. Okay. So Logan Paul is ready for this. I don't think Antonio Brown's ready. I think he just wanted some clout.
If you think for a minute, no. If you think for a minute that Logan Paul can beat an NFL star, like the one and only Antonio Brown.
He kind of fell off. You're out of your mind.
Saw the keyword NFL star.
Yeah, exactly. NFL.
Have you seen the things Antonio Brown can do?
Have you seen the things Logan Paul can do?
All his explosiveness,
I ain't gonna lie.
His athletic ability. And you think he's going to lose to somebody who makes YouTube videos?
I mean, he's making music videos, so you really think Logan Paul's going
to
lose to a whole
lot of
artist?
Money yet? Have you listened to a whole lot of money yet? Talk about
what is
Antonio
that?
Brown's song.
Oh, I have not.
Whole lot of ass.
It's nice.
A lot of ass. Antonio Brown's music video is so bad, it's laughable. Anyway, Antonio Brown's a cool guy. He's a real fun guy. He's like that. But I don't think he's winning in a fight. I'm sorry. He's just about to talk. He's a talker.
What?
He's a talker.
Yeah, he does talk all that
you
rah-rah.
You think he's
going to
get
third.
Beat up by Logan?
Yes,
no,
you
know,
I
wouldn't say beat up. I think it'll be
Logan
a good
Paul
fight.
Couldn't even beat KSI. No,
KSI's
be
different.
KSI won by
different.
Decision.
Yeah, he won by decision.
Won that fight.
Okay,
there
no,
will be
that,
no decision with Antonio Brown.
You think it been
Antonio Brown's washed out. He's washed up. Simple. Nobody wants him.
How is he washed up?
Is he on the stage right now?
Wanted.
Is he on the stage?
Did
right
he
now?
Lose in the playoffs?
Does he have
with
a team?
Did he lose in the playoffs with them?
Is he on a team right now?
Shout out to Jalen Martin.
That doesn't sound like a star.
Ass.
He is an NFL star. He's just
not on a team. Not on a team. So he's not an NFL star.
He can be a star, but not on a team.
Me.
Then he, yeah, you can. He's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
So why hasn't anyone picked him up if he's a star?
Because he has sexual harassment charges?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Would you like, just like with Ray Rice? Ray Rice was good, but when the domestic violence came out, he got cut. That doesn't mean he's not good.
Sounds kind of washed up to me. I don't. I mean, like, has
Antonio
much.
Brown is good.
He plays too much.
I think he's not better than shout out Blake Paul out there. Shout out Blake Paul. Yes, Blake sir. Paul, best receiver in the
field.
He ain't better than him, though. Hold on, let me look up his stats.
But nah, seriously, Logan Paul is, he just got him beat.
I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that cut. I do not think it's that cut and dry that Logan Paul.
Okay, no, it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight.
No, it's going to be a good fight. I am willing to put $250 on Antonio.
Do you have
$250?
Yes.
I'll do
can
that.
Can you count it $250?
I have more than that. Yes.
Spell $250.
I thought the spelling jokes were supposed to be about Ronnie.
Oh, yeah. Ronnie, shut your ass up. Because
you know he's dumb. Whatever.
I am more articulately.
Spell it.
Okay, bet. A.
Yeah, shut your ass up. We don't want to hear it. Okay, so back to. Hold on.
Shut the hell up.
Yes, sir.
Please shut up. Please. Nobody wants to. Oh, God.
God.
Disgust me.
God.
Anyway,
filler isn't supposed Antonio to say anything Brown. Of substance, Ronnie.
Tough.
Okay, turns in. If anything, you're a filler.
I'm also the most funniest on the podcast, according to
okay.
That was a lie. Lie detector. That was
how many votes did you get, Ronnie?
Do you have valid evidence of it?
No one is talking about it. Actually, I do have a screenshot, but...
Hey, for my cousin.
Okay. Anyway. I think we spent a good amount of time on this Antonio Brown and Logan Paul discussion.
I think since we're already on this, I just wanted to bring up that my wonderful friends, and this really makes me sad when I first saw this. I'm sorry if I get a little bit emotional, but my great friends, Jake Paul and Tana Montague,
shut the hell up.
have decided that they're going to split up. And
my God.
It's just, you know, it gets to me a little bit because...
Why don't we have a Stephen A. Smith meme?
When I first saw them together, you know, it was just so authentic. So authentic, so real.
Isn't Lana gay?
And to see them split up right now, it just hurts.
I thought she likes.
Shut up, Ronnie.
They were married.
Shut up, please.
You don't like anything, God.
Yeah, God.
You
first.
Literally can't.
All.
But anyway, a lot of people said that marriage was fake.
It looked
anyways,
fake. It looked fake from the
jump. I mean, it was for clout. It was like a fake marriage that they did for clout.
Clout schmout. Okay,
what?
You know what
that was lame. That was lame.
What is schmout?
If they don't have clout,
should we restart
this
segment?
No.
Clout is just a number. That's what they say. But love is forever.
Okay,
clout.
But we're also talking about Jake Paul.
Yeah.
So clout to him is more than just numbers. That's his entire life.
You know what? If you think my boy Jake Paul, straight out of Ohio fried chicken. You know, we shoot him like his gum. England is my city. All that. It's every day, bro. If you think he is faking
day,
a marriage,
bro,
don't think it. Please.
Would you hop off of his meat sack?
Yeah,
if
please.
You think he's faking a marriage, you're delusional.
Can somebody check if Trenton is subscribed to Logan Paul?
Did they actually get married?
Was it
a real marriage?
It wasn't.
To be honest,
it wasn't
legal. If he had to make a video called "It's Official and It's Real," that's how you know it was not legit. That he has.
He's got
a
good point. He's got a good point.
I mean, technically,
he made another one called "We Actually Got Engaged." He made another one called "To the People Who Think We Aren't Actually Engaged," because the relationship is not real.
Technically, the marriage wasn't legal. It wasn't like, you know,
so it's not a marriage. What is it?
Official
what is
record.
It?
It
was
a marriage, but
if it's not legal, what is it?
It wasn't legal marriage.
So what is it, Trenton? If
it's
not legal, it's not marriage.
Like how annoying couples call each other hubby and wifey. It's annoying.
Oh,
just annoying.
Trenton.
We're not gonna get into that. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know what you're talking
Jake
about.
Jake Paul is just doing this.
I don't know what to tell
look,
you.
If you look at his video, some of these, they start getting really boring. And then all of a sudden, it's just him and his wife for like 5 videos straight. Meet the girl I've been hiding you from.
Content.
Tana's ex-boyfriend wants to fight me.
Listen.
The results are in. She did a pregnancy test for 7 million views on YouTube.
It was all content.
Jake Paul is just mad that he is the least loved brother.
The least cloudy.
Logan Paul's got all this fame. He's doing all this good stuff. What
boxer.
Has Jake Paul done?
Jake Paul released the best music video of all time. It's Everyday Bro.
Do you
bro.
Mean Antonio
leader,
Brown's whole lot
of
money?
Team
it's a weird way to say it.
The circus must be in town because there's a clown in the building.
I have to use your own button against you.
Speaking of clowns, can we just say that Jake Paul is the clown of the week?
Can I just say, I think it's the clown of the week, Rami, because whenever he gets in the podcast, he just says stupid, dumb things.
It's just
he should be the clown of the week every week, Rami.
Jalen, do you think...
To be completely honest, we talked about the boxing match, but I promise you, I would pay $20. I just want to see the Rami versus Trey.
Joystick versus Rami. I want to see this.
If this podcast gets 500 listens, I got 40 on Fat Bucks. Me and Trent will meet up and fight, boxing gloves and all.
Oh,
if we get how much? 500 listens.
500 listens.
500 listens. 500 listens in their boxing.
Okay.
You guys hear? Y'all hear? Heard it here first.
Share
500
it to your
listens.
You want to see it?
I know y'all want to see fat ass Rami fight. Yes.
Trent, it doesn't sound like you got a whole lot to say.
I mean,
he's talking all this rah rah, this, that, and the third, and you're just kind of taking it.
I bring
shout
support to
Keanu.
The fight.
Yeah,
and
shout
he
out
wouldn't
Keanu.
Even be able to get into the ring because you know he's Muslim or whatever. So,
how is
now,
that funny?
That is honestly just
that
unprofessional.
Was not funny.
That
was very
unprofessional.
Unprofessional.
That was unprofessional. It's going to be unprofessional how bad I whoop your ass when we fight.
Oh,
that's
going
to be unprofessional.
Uh-oh, he's talking that high. Let him know.
Let him know.
That's what we like to hear. So let's just see what happens. 500 listens.
I just
want to
see this.
Lane.
It's going to be 230 pounds versus.
We'll do it in Spring Lake.
I've got to.
We'll
see
do it
this.
In the middle of Spring Lake, the heart of Spring Lake.
It's like a life. Bowling ball going against a bowling pin.
Shout out to Lake. Shout out to Lake. Now let's get back on topic with this whole Jake Paul, Tana Monahoo, whoever she is.
Tana
anyway.
Monahoo, huh?
Yes, Tana Monahoo. Clown of the week, plain simple, Jake Paul. That's, I mean, like.
No cap.
Can't even cap to you. What about you, Trenton? Do we want to hear Trenton next?
I don't, because he most likely subscribes to Jake Paul and watches his daily vlogs every
day. He probably has post notifications on for Jake Paul.
Post notifications and all.
For the Ace family, too.
What is Jake Paul's fan group?
What
Paulers.
Jake Paulers.
The Paulers.
Jake
Paulers. Yeah, he's definitely in that.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not a terrorist. We're going to get there.
We're not on that subject yet.
That'll be the next topic.
I'd rather be a Jake Pauler than a terrorist, but.
Anyway, that leads us into our next topic. But first, we will have a quick ad break from our sponsor.
Yes, the sponsor. I totally forgot.
Y'all should listen.
We'll
helps
back.
Us.
Yeah.
Don't skip it.
Don't skip it.
I swear to God, if you skip it, you're gay. If you skip it, you hate yourself.
Hey, whoa. Like I said once, I'll say it again. It is 2020. Gay is
it's
okay.
It's okay,
but still don't skip that.
Yeah, if you skip it, if you're gay, you're gay. So don't skip it.
Don't skip it. Welcome back. Back from our ad break. And this is something that I hold near and dear to my heart.
Uh-oh.
Because... World War III is rumbling.
It's rumbling.
And my boys back in Iran are ready to run this shit up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All I have to say is it has absolutely nothing to do with
as soon
me.
As the whole,
keep me out of
the whole
this.
Trump thing came up, they call me. They said, I'm the new special op. I'm the new agent. I have to figure out how to get to Trump. First thing I did, I found
it's all
Trent's
funny
hot
games
tower.
So the Secret Service is knocking at your door tomorrow.
Okay,
you think it's funny now?
I don't associate with
this.
This is actually a special guest. This
Secret Service is not a full cast member. I want
to get your guys' opinions. If we had to go to war, what would y'all be doing? What's your loadouts?
My loadout.
Let's hear your loadouts first.
Caleb, what's your loadout?
My loadout. I gotta have the ballistic knife on me.
That's what.
and I gotta have a riot shield on my back.
Yes, sir.
With three to be honest,
I've already thought this out multiple times. God. All right. So they're saying that women are not gonna be able to get drafted. No. But it's 2020. You can be whatever gender you want.
Exactly.
So if I just become a woman, hey, I can stay out of this.
Hey,
Jalen.
Hey, we might have to be. Jalen, you trying to become housewife with me? Listen, change our genders and be out.
No, you don't have to change your gender.
Butter the toast. Wash the kids' faces.
Just get shout a out the PSAT. If you have a felony, you can't serve the military.
Oh yeah, or you. Oh wait, arson. That's a win-win. I could rob a nigga and then not go to war. Oh yes, sir. I get money.
Yes, sir.
That's what we like to hear. Anyway, let's get back to the loadouts.
That might have to be the moves.
As you know me, big Muslim boy, I'm walking around with an RPG on my back, a couple C4s on my vest. And then, you know, I got to hit my trick shot, so I got a sniper on me. All times.
Rami, if you had an RPG, just think about it. You're already so big. And then the weight of the RPG, you wouldn't be very mobile and be able to
avoid attacks. You won't be very mobile when I shoot that rocket at you, will you?
You won't have time to, because if you just look how big you are, I don't even think that you'll be able to really move around that much to even get even near me. Especially
to be honest,
the RPG.
Hold on.
Why not hit a 720 YY off a building on you, then talk to me, bro.
Okay. Rami, you don't need a weapon. You are a weapon. We're going to drop you on Iran. We are going to drop you
We're
on Iran.
We're going to talk me and Lizzo on Iran.
We thought Lizzo was about to be
here. Yeah, Lizzo going to be me and Lizzo.
I'm just. It's going to hit him with the two-piece combo. Lizzo first, boom, follow up with Rami.
Yes, we were. That was just the end of the whole war. In the whole war. Hey, but you know, Iran offered an $80 million bounty on Trump's head.
Like I said, I ain't no criminal, but $80 million. I might just have to handle
$20 is $20. Listen.
I want to make it very clear to the Secret Service that T. Hightower has no affiliation with
Listen, Secret Service, I'm going to tell you this now. If you let me kill the man, I'll split the money with you. It's $80 million.
Handle it.
Bro, help me out. Just let me in. Let me shoot that man in the back of the head. We out. Easy. Simple. Hey, I still fuck with Donnie, though.
All right. So, I just want to go ahead and say, to all the people who signed up for ROTC, thinking it was going to be cool, thinking it was going to be slight, look, y'all going first.
Y'all on the front.
You are going. I've said it multiple times. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. ROTC, go ahead and handle it.
Get ready.
Chief Co, bitch y'all.
Go ahead and handle it. Y'all ain't do all that PT for nothing. Yeah, y'all better show me something.
Shout out Crystal Rivera. She better be on the front line.
Mm-hmm. All 4'11", shooting that fat SMG. Boom, boom, boom.
Honestly, ROTC should be on the front line, but you know who else should be on the front line?
People wore bullet vests this summer.
Can you stop stealing my joke, fat boy? Damn. I was just about to say that. Shut up. I'm going to say it again. All right? We're going to act like you didn't even say anything.
Okay, I didn't know you were going
to You know who needs to be on the front line with ROTC? People who bought the bulletproof vest and thought they were so drippy. Y'all have been prepared for this shit since summer. Y'all took pictures in it, so what's up?
Remember we were at the mall and we were almost going to buy one? Remember that?
I was about to buy one.
I'm sure you were about to buy one, fat boy.
Yeah, I put one on, but it didn't fit.
What a surprise.
You're bulletproof anyway. You need a vest. You're already bulletproof.
I got that special Kevlar on me. But who else
special fat ass on you?
Who else be on the front line?
Since you have so many layers that I don't even think the bullet would really penetrate through the skin, quite honestly. Nah, I don't even think it'd go that far.
Pathological liars need to be on the front line.
All the niggas who bought black Air Forces trying to be tough. Y'all going up there with the ROTC kids.
Yeah, what y'all thought drippy. This was. I don't care. You about to be drippy in the trenches, my guy.
You're dripping with that trench foot. Oh, God.
Y'all about to be dripping in no man's land. Shout out, Miss. Shout out. What was her?
What was her name?
Middle school teacher. What was her name?
The one and only Miss Allen.
Shout out, Miss Allen. I miss her so much.
Talk about no man's land.
Shout out, Miss Allen.
Shout out to her baby.
Anyway, let's continue. Anyway.
Listen,
an A is an A.
Go ahead, Jalen. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Listen, if I get drafted to go to war and I'm in the same battalion as Caleb and we're in a tank together,
it's over.
Just know damn well we're blasting Chief Keef and we're hotboxing the tank.
Just it's over. We're a hookah. It's over. We're using the hookah.
Imagine seeing Fat Boy pull up in a tank
with his hookah out.
With the hookah, with the Chief Keef
blasting La Sosa. It's over. Honestly, we don't even need to put soldiers out there. If we put out 2012 Chief Keef and Lil Reese, we'll be
wins.
On.
He wins.
We would win.
No,
we
no. Win. He's not winning. Have you seen that big Iranian dude who's like 400?
Oh, yeah. That's all I was saying.
The big super soldier.
So we need to put you in there, Jay Bird.
I have nothing on that guy. I have nothing on that guy. But guess what? He can be 6'6", 400 pounds. As much as he wants. He's still going to get clapped with his 40 because I
talk
ain't
scared. Yes, sir. Talk to him.
Just because he's big, that don't mean he's bulletproof.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Y'all really spend 5 years of your life going to the gym just to get popped like by someone like Jaybird.
You can bench press 357, but my 357 is going to go through you. Oh, my God. He's huge. Bar. He's honestly huge. Like low-key,
he is absolute unit.
No homo. Like, no to be honest, homo. No homo.
All homo.
What?
Excuse me. I don't even think you're allowed to do that.
You better be quite honest, boy.
I owe too. I am even with that. But like, okay. On all honesty, this war thing is at the same time it's funny. It's also scary. Like.
I'm not really scared, but
you ain't scared? No, I'm pretty scared. I'm actually pretty scared. Sometimes I just be sitting at home. I hear something. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I'm not scared.
I think we're about
Iran,
to get blown
I'm scared
up.
That Donnie's about to do something with that $2 trillion worth of military equipment.
I ain't scared of shit. The U.S. is still the top of the freaking world.
No. Listen.
USA.
Donald Trump is the best president of all time for this very reason. What president do you know killed a general and then repped his set on Twitter?
Come on, bro.
Who do you know that did that?
Who do you know?
Who do you know who put an American flag on Twitter after killing a general?
You're acting like it was a good thing.
We're just saying that no one else is like that. No one else is about that. Like Donald J.
Since y'all love it, like I said,
y'all can go.
I'm a female all 2020.
I do not like that. Nobody should have been
killed. So, wait, hold on, Trenton. Hold on, Trenton. So, Jay Bridger, you're a female all 2020? Is that what I just heard?
Yes.
As long as World War
III. Y'all heard it here first. Jay Bird, the female all 2020. So, you going to let the homies sit?
Don't get it twisted. I still have a dick. I'm just trying to stay out the war.
And we're going to respect her rights.
All right.
We respect my decision. Yes, exactly.
It is 2020. Guys, I've really been thinking about this, and if we were to seriously get into a World War III situation, all we do is post memes about it. Like, we are not taking it serious at all. Like, we could be on the brink of war, and all you see is just
memes.
People in the ghetto screaming "rat ta ta ta!" Like I just don't get it. And also, that meme's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
He needs to be on the front line.
He does need to be on the front line because I'm tired of hearing it. It's not funny. It's not cute. It's not anything.
I would just like to say this is the first meme of 2020, and it could very well be the last.
That's a bar.
Everybody's so distracted about Iran, but then. I hope you did not forget about that fat ass named Kim Jong Un.
He ain't gonna do shit.
I hope you did not forget about him. I hope you did not.
He ain't gonna do nothing, bro. He ain't about that. Kim Jong Un is not about that. Isn't he like Romney's height? A little bit shorter.
Now he's just a little bit.
Y'all know Donald J. Trump is an outstanding 6'2". Absolute unit. Hold on.
To be honest, he could have been hooping.
Why is he not a hooper?
Imagine.
Hold on, let me search up his height.
Wait, who are you talking about?
My guy's 6'3". Donald J. Trump? Is 6'3". Oh, yeah.
That is, he should be a hooper. Like 6'5".
Yeah, he sounds like 6'5", 6'6".
Bro, what's his weight? He wears a 12 shoe size? Oh, yeah, he's a hooper.
He's a hooper.
Stop playing with
my boy. He's
going to stomp him out.
He is the hooper.
Speaking of hoopers, can we talk about this Nissan CEO person, bro?
Who?
There's
a fucking hooper, bro.
Was he a hooper?
Yes,
he was a hooper. So he's the ex Nissan CEO, and he fled house arrest by escaping out of an instrument case.
Literally, who else is doing it like this?
Who else? Like, who else?
Who else?
He's built different.
He's literally built different. If he can fit in a musical suitcase, if he can fit in that, he's literally built different.
It cost him $350,000 to do this.
What? $350,000? Wait, how much?
$350,000.
To leave in an instrument case?
But he had to pay off somebody.
He
escaped to Lebanon.
Huh?
From Japan to Lebanon.
Lebanon? You mean lesbian?
No.
What the?
Caleb.
Just ain't that where lesbians are from? No. Lebanon?
Isn't Mia Khalifa from Lebanon?
I thought she was just... Can we not talk about Mia Khalifa?
I'm sorry, Caleb.
Let's talk about
Mia Khalifa. She's from Lebanon. Yeah, she's from Lebanon, all right. She's from Lebanon.
Oh, she is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
By route.
So, anyway. Robbie, can you continue on the topic?
Anyway, yeah. So, okay, I mean, he runs away from police, I mean, like, court, through a house party. And I just want to know what you guys think about this.
Well, personally, I don't know why you're so excited about it. It's not like you could fit.
Okay, it wasn't a suitcase.
I understand why you're
it so excited. It was an instrument case.
I don't even think you'd be able to fit in the instrument case.
Right? I don't think Rami would be able to fit on a boat across the ocean.
Okay.
Do you have to buy 2 points?
Oh, damn.
No, but it is uncomfortable.
Well, shit.
They literally have to give him his own plane, quite honestly, okay, to get
Trenton.
Him out of Japan.
Okay, Trenton.
To be honest, considering his, you know, boom, boom, bomb, bomb, I don't
know. Oh, yeah. Boom. We were at the airport going to New York, and they were staring at me and my mom mad hard, like,
do we kind of blame him?
I don't blame him either. We need to get these people out of our country. Straight up.
Straight up?
Straight up. Just like that. But I mean,
is that
like
a forecast tweet?
No. Yes. Definitely not.
No.
Okay. Well, like I said, I want to hear what you guys think about. Do you think that was necessary? Do you think this was necessary?
You got to do what you got to do. If somebody, you gotta do what if you somebody gotta says do. They can sneak me out in a music case, I'm getting out.
Tough. Yeah, this guy's low-key, he's built different.
Alright, so anyways, that pretty much wraps up our World War III segment. Once again, I'm gonna reiterate, I love everybody. It has nothing to do with me.
We love all.
And on a very serious note, we pray for all the soldiers who are getting deployed because somebody wants to assassinate exactly. people. I don't know where the fuck that came from, but prayers for all the people getting deployed.
Hearts go out. I feel like he is too.
I gotta say something to Iron. Motel America.
Hurry up and end it. All right, I hope you guys had a good day.
All right.
Follow us on Instagram.
Instagram at the forecast underscore.
TheForecast_ on Instagram.
Yes, sir. Make sure you follow our Twitter too @ForecastPodcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, I would like to say, make sure you stay tuned for our bonus segment that will be coming.
Exclusively
on the Core 4 YouTube channel. Hey.
The link will be on our Instagram, so go follow it.
Coming up
the
link soon. Will be everywhere. Coming up soon.
You'll see it. Don't worry.
We'll see you guys at school. Imagine. If you have any suggestions, you can always tell us.
I won't be going to school.
Put that out there. Fuck. You think I want to see? Think I want to see these people at school?
Do you not like our fans?
I'm just kidding. The fans know.
Voted him the funniest.
Come on, he hates you guys.
Don't be salty, Rami. That you got the least amount of votes. Don't be salty. Let's be a little bit.
So that's a goodbye. I mean, that's it.
Goodbye, everybody. Hope you enjoy.
Bye.
Enjoy this.